It's time now for our daily tech and business report. And today we are joined by Bloomberg Texas Bureau Chief Julie Fine. Good afternoon, Julie.
Good afternoon. Thanks so much for having me.
So we hear that Texas is creating its own stock exchange with the aim of overtaking New York as the financial center of the U.S. So tell us more about this, Julie. The Texas Stock Exchange, is that the right name?
It is the right name, the Texas Stock Exchange. Word of this came out a few months ago. It has the backing of BlackRock and Citadel and other investors. It's raised $135 million. So, you know, they have high hopes. I spoke to the governor earlier today about it. They actually had a big event yesterday at the governor's mansion where they had board members. And they really seem very determined to get this going. I mean, I even asked the governor today. I said, listen, what do you say to people who say this is just a pipe dream? And he's like, this is happening. He seems very, very confident about it.
So talk about the nuts and bolts here. Would companies have to pull out of the New York Stock Exchange and then enter the Texas Stock Exchange?
It doesn't appear that way. And quite frankly, a lot of people I've talked to said they believe a lot of people will double list at the beginning to see exactly, you know, where this is and how it goes. But, you know, at this point, what they're going to do is they're going to file the registration documents with the SEC in the next few months. That's according to the chief executive officer, James Lee. And so I think we'll know a little bit better after that. But listen, I don't see at the beginning big companies pulling millions and millions of dollars out of the New York Stock Exchange and putting it in the Texas Stock Exchange. But what I do expect to see is as this gets up and running, people sort of dipping their toe in it and seeing where it goes.
Why would a company want to be listed on both stock exchanges?
Well, I think at the beginning, you know, to see, this is also an electronic stock exchange, to see if it's going to be easier, if the laws will make it easier here. And if you're a company with millions and millions of dollars, A, what risk is it? You know, Governor Abbott feels that Texas is an easier place to do business. So, you know, I think he believes that that will be the draw in it. But I think also for Southern companies or many that are headquartered here in Texas, it may be a little bit easier. But again, I don't think this is something that at the beginning, everybody's just going to pull their money out of New York and put it in Texas. I think this will be an option, and I think they'll see what happens with it.
All right. So you mentioned the Texas-based companies. Elon Musk has several of those now. They used to be in California. What might his interest in this? Do we know if Mr. Musk is interested in listing his companies on the Texas Stock Exchange?
Well, I actually asked the governor about it today. He said that he believes it would be something Elon Musk would be interested in because he says he's a man of technology and innovation, so he thinks he would be interested. I asked him if he talked to Elon Musk about it. He said that, yes, he has. However, he did not say Elon Musk would be investing or would put his companies there if he did ever go public, but he said he believes it would be something that Elon Musk is interested in.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens there. Give us a little bit of a history lesson in the last minute, 2 minutes that we have left. Why is it that New York is the center of American and, by all intents, the world's commerce and financial markets? And why is it that other states have not been able to chip away at that?
Well, let's look at the New York Stock Exchange, for example. I don't know if you've been there 20 years ago versus going there now, but if you go there 20 years ago, that is where all the physical trading took place. It was where the action was. Now, if you go down to the New York Stock Exchange, what you see is a lot of television studios. There's fewer traders on the floor there. That's because the world has become much more electronic. So I think New York was the center of everything because New York was the center of everything for so many years. Now there's different parts of the country that have a lot of different, they have a lot of different businesses. So I think that has a little bit to do with it as well. I mean, listen, look at the change in technology. Makes things easier. You don't have to physically be in so many places in order to get your business done.
Right. They could be anywhere. And it looks like Texas is realizing that and saying, hey, let's start one here if it is all digital.
Yeah, I mean, and they've got some money to work with. They've got the $135 million. Clearly, that's not going to make this the stock exchange to rival the New York Stock Exchange in 2026. But, I mean, I think it's an idea. I think it's a beginning, and I think there's money behind it. And there's a lot of Texans that are saying, why not? Let's give it a try.
All right. Well, thanks for that. We've been talking with Texas Bureau Chief for Bloomberg, Julie Fine, about the new Texas Stock Exchange. Have a good afternoon.
Thanks. Nice to talk to you.